The date is December 5th, 1945, and five American Avenger fighter bombers have taken off from an airstrip in the Naval Air Station of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The weather is crystal clear. Blue skies greet the highly experienced pilots as they rise to cruising heights. Below them, the tropical Atlantic is light blue and calm. It is a picture-perfect day. As their flight heads out to sea, though, the lead pilot's compass starts spinning out of control. The other pilots radio over that they, too, are experiencing strange malfunctions of their equipment. Even more troubling, he reports his location as being over the Florida Keys, which would be impossible as he and his wingmen have been flying east for the last hour. Suddenly, Taylor spots a mysterious silver saucer-shaped craft directly in front of him. At the same time, miles beneath the Atlantic Ocean, a fire crystal that once powered the now sunken city of Atlantis hums with energy. However, the Atlantean fire crystal is activated too late because Taylor and the other planes are suddenly overtaken by a shining, whirling vortex of Triforce energy, which teleports the pilots and their aircraft to the year 3451 AD. Arriving in our distant future, Taylor lands his plane to find a planet ruled by Bigfoots. The Bermuda Triangle has mystified humanity ever since the disappearance of the now legendary Flight 19. But now a scientist has finally pulled back the curtain on the truth behind the triangle. Well, the truth hasn't shocked many people at all. And that's because scientist Karl Krasilnitsky has found real empirical evidence. In our opening scenario, we told the story as most conspiracy theorists tell it. And yet there are very many glaring errors, even before we get to the aliens, fire crystals, and time vortexes. The weather, for example, was not crystal clear. There was moderate cloud cover that impaired the pilot's sight at times. The waves below were about 15 meters high, hardly a pleasant afternoon flight, especially for inexperienced men on one of their first flights. Commander Taylor was known to be a heavy drinker and had, in fact, shown up that day with a hangover. Also, he had a prior history of getting lost and having to land his plane in water. The evidence shows that he was clearly not the best navigator in the world, which perhaps explains why he drifted so far off course. And there was, of course, only one recorded malfunctioning compass. Taylor's pilots had, in fact, repeatedly radioed that they had accidentally flown southeast, not southwest, as Taylor had believed. One of his pilots is even thought to have broken formation and headed west, albeit too late to save himself as his plane ran out of fuel. Mystery solved. Taylor's action led to his men being killed due to an error in judgment, and certainly didn't need the help of extinct Atlanteans or space aliens to do so. Since the mid-1970s, Lloyd's of London, a maritime insurer who has insured ships heading out to sea since the 17th century, has been attempting to convince people that there is nothing weird about the Bermuda Triangle. Every time one of their insured ships goes down in an accident or bad weather, they lose a significant amount of money. Thus, Lloyd's of London keeps one of the world's most detailed records of all maritime accidents all around the globe. The area known as the Bermuda Triangle is a very heavily trafficked sea lane. Any ship wishing to dock at the southern U.S. largest ports, such as Mobile, Alabama, must cross through the triangle on its way to America from Europe, Africa, or even Asia. And the truth is, no matter how advanced our modern technology is, around 24 large ships are lost every year, completely vanishing along with their crews. The ocean is still a wild and very dangerous place, and occasionally it likes to remind us of that fact. What is more, the Bermuda Triangle is a very large area of just under 4 million square kilometers. After analyzing its records, Lloyd's of London was able to prove to the public that this part of the world suffers shipping accidents and losses at nearly the same rate as anywhere else on the planet. In fact, they've been trying to tell the world at large about this since 1974. And in completely predictable fashion, most people continue to believe it is fake news.